You are tuned into WKUF LP Flint 94.3 FM, and welcome to our 50th anniversary presentation of the Beatles' classic album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Released on June 1st, 1967, Sgt. Pepper was the first rock LP to win the Grammy for Album of the Year and is the biggest selling album worldwide of the 1960s. I'm DJ Paradise.
And I'm Southern Belle. So did you grow up listening to Sgt. Pepper's, or was that just me?
Oh, yeah, that's my childhood.
Like, I remember, like, growing up and listening to the Beatles and just enjoying them, and I thought that was something every day, like, normal people, like, normal kids my age did. And then I got to, like, high school, and I realized, oh, wait, I stand out.
You see, the thing is, I lived with my grandparents when I was younger, so naturally, every time we got into the car, it was the Beatles and all these guys.
I remember my iPod in middle school was pretty much exclusively Beatles, and especially I enjoyed Sgt. Pepper just because it was weird.
Mm-hmm. It was definitely different. That's why I like it.
So fun fact for you, because I'm full of them. Paul McCartney said we need to get away from ourselves. How about if we just become sort of an alter ego band? So that's what they did for Sgt. Pepper's.
We should totally do that here at Kettering.
Okay with this. Yes. Can we please have an alter ego to go to our classes for us?
Yes. Oh my god, that'd be wonderful. That way I don't just sit there and do anything.
Any who's it, what's it, and wisers. So Jimi Hendrix loved this track so much he opened the show with it, as he would throughout the remainder of 1967.
So it's Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you. With plasticine pauses, with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile. The girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
All right, that was Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. And Paradise, can you help me with what came before that?
The one that came before that was With a Little Help from My Friends.
You know, I do get by with a little help from my friends.
It's a necessity here. It really is.
Yeah, just a smidge.
So, a fun fact about Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. I don't know if you know the anime manga series Fairy Tail.
I do,
all.
And I love it.
So, the main female character, Lucy, she was actually named after the song Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
I now have a greater appreciation for that show.
Yes, Hiramashima actually revealed that in an interview, and so I was like, that just made me love him even more.
It just makes the show, and the song even more. The fact that it can inspire an anime character, that's really cool.
Well, it also makes sense because she's a celestial wizard, so it deals with all of that. So you see the connection now.
Yep, the trippiness. Yep, got it.
Yep.
Also, did you know, Billy Shears, who is Ringo Starr's alter ego, is the only one mentioned within the album's music?
No, it did not.
Kind of makes me wonder what the other one's names were.
Yeah, that'd be really interesting.
So the next song is Getting Better. And, you know, that's something I could use, because we have something here we call Kettering Plague, and it just kind of circles around the school. And all we really want to do when we're, when we have it, is, we just want to get better so we can function and make it through. And maybe that's just me.
I kind of think of it as like a life song. Like, your life is getting better, you know, technology is improving lives and everything. Everyone's lives are getting better.
I like that. That's a good way to, like, that's a really good way to think of it.
Because if you compare, like, our lives now compared to, like, back in the 1960s, it's totally different. Like, we didn't have cell phones.
And our life expectancy is going up, so it's always a good thing.
Yeah, so it is getting better.
It's getting better all the time. I used to get mad at my school. The teachers that taught me weren't cool. They're holding me down, turning me round, filling me up with your rules. I've got to admit, it's getting better. I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering where it will go. I'm filling the cracks that ran through the door and kept my mind from wandering where it will go.
Where I belong. Silly people run around. They worry me. I never ask me why.
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock, as the day begins, silently closing her bedroom door, leaving the note that she hoped would say more. She goes downstairs to the kitchen, clutching her handkerchief. Quietly turning the back door key, stepping outside, she is free. We gave her most of our lives,
is leaving,
sacrificed most of our lives. We gave her everything money could buy.
She's leaving home after living alone for so many years.
Father snores as his wife gets into a dressing gown, picks up the letter that's lying there, standing alone at the top of the stairs. She breaks down and cries to her husband, Daddy, our baby's gone. Why would she treat us so thoughtlessly? How could she do this to me? We never thought of ourselves,
is leaving,
never a thought for ourselves. We struggled hard all our lives to get by.
She's leaving home after living alone for so many years.
Friday morning at 9 o'clock, she is far away, waiting to keep the appointment she made, meeting a man from the motor trade.
What
did we do that was wrong?
He's happy.
We didn't know it was wrong.
Thank you.
sound. And Mr. H will demonstrate 10 somersets he'll undertake on solid ground. Ding ding, some days in preparation, a splendid time is guaranteed for all. And tonight, Mr. Kite is topping the bill.
And that was Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite. Before that, it was She's Leaving Home. Before that was Fixing a Hole.
Ooh, I have a fun fact about that. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
So producer George Martin actually plays harpsichord on Fixing a Hole.
Huh.
I didn't know those were still really around. Like, I knew they were an instrument, but I've never really heard of someone playing the harpsichord.
I mean, it is, you know, the 1960s. And plus, it is...
The Beatles.
Yes, and it is this album specifically.
Fair enough. Anything was fair game on this album.
Yes, and then before Fixing a Hole was Getting Better.
Just like we all are.
I know. Definitely. Getting better as a whole.
And now for a word from our underwriters, but after that, be sure to stay tuned for more Sgt. Pepper's.
Support for WKUF comes from the Good Beans Cafe, 328 North Grand Traverse. Telephone number 237-GOOD. Constantly supporting community, culture, and the arts. The Good Beans Cafe.
Sunrise Coast Cigar Lounge is a proud sponsor of WKUF LP, Flint, 94.3 FM. Sunrise Coast Tobacco is located at 4225 Miller Road, Flint, Michigan. Telephone number 810-720-5554.
All right, you're listening to WKUF. I'm Southern Belle.
And I'm DJ Paradise. So, a fun fact. Between November 1966 and April 1967, they spent over 400 hours in the studio, a far cry from the Please Please Me days.
So, from a freshman student to a senior student.
Probably.
That sounds about right.
I feel like I spent 400 hours on my project last night, but...
Yeah, I get that feel.
You lose track of time. I think that was the biggest thing. But they're probably having a little bit more fun than we are.
One would hope so, since they're doing something they love.
Yeah. I mean, I know if I had to pick between doing homework and
being
recording music.
Band?
Yeah, being in a rock band and recording music, I'd rather record music.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. This is the reason I'm studying acoustics.
Yeah, and that's why I'm in here.
Next up is the only song George Harrison wrote for the album, Within You, Without You.
Try our best to hold it back with us.
a postcard, drop me a line, stating point of view. Indicate precisely what you mean to say. You're sincerely wasting away. Give me your answer, fill in a form, mine forevermore. Will you still need me? Will you still feed me?
You just heard Lovely Rita, and before that was When I'm 64.
Oh, I actually have a story about When I'm 64.
All right. Yay. Story time.
So, back in January of, like, 2009, my grandmother turned 64. And it was kind of funny because I was like, oh, my gosh, I didn't get a card or make a card or anything. So what I did was I took a plain white piece of printer paper and a black Sharpie. I wrote 64s in the corners of it and wrote Happy Birthday Nana on it and gave it to her.
Good job.
It was pretty great.
Granddaughter of the Year Award.
Yes. Yes. It was quite lovely compared to the handmade cards my cousins put a lot of time into, and I was like, it works. I thought of you.
You know, you made the Beatles reference there.
Yeah, it was always fun, like, getting in her car and just, like, would always listen to this album and just singing along, and it was really, really great. So, a fun fact for this next song is that, like, a TV commercial for Kellogg's Corn Flakes inspired John Lennon to write Good Morning, Good Morning.
So, from the two DJs who aren't morning people, good morning, good morning.
To do to save his life, call his wife in. Nothing to say, but what a day, how's your boy been? Nothing to do, it's up to you. I've got nothing to say, but it's okay.
Good morning, good morning, alone, then you're in town. Everybody knows there's nothing doing. Everything is closed, it's like a ruin. Everyone you see is half asleep, and you're on your own, you're in the street. After a while you start to smile, now you feel cool. Then you decide to take a walk by the old school. Nothing has changed, it's still the same. I've got nothing to say, but it's okay. Everyone you see is full of life. It's time for tea and meet the wife. Somebody needs to know the time. Glad that I'm here. Watching the skirt, you start to flirt. Now you're in gear. Go to a show, you hope she goes. I've got nothing to say, but it's okay.
Good morning.
I love to
I noticed I was late. Found my coat and grabbed my hat. Made the bus in seconds flat. Found my way upstairs and had a smoke. And somebody spoke and I went into a dream.
All right, you just heard Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band in its entirety, but wait, there's more, so stay tuned to hear what's next.
Tweens have mastered the art of tuning out. Jen, there's a spider in the car. We're turning your room into a home gym. See? Nothing. But some messages need to get through, like making sure they're buckled up the whole ride, every time. Do whatever it takes to make your child listen. Jen, I friended your boyfriend.
Wait, what?
Buckle up, sweetie.
Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Up next are two songs which were intended for Sgt. Pepper, but not included. Producer George Martin said that leaving these two songs off Sgt. Pepper was a dreadful mistake. However, they were included on the 50th anniversary editions of Sgt. Pepper, which were released last month. First up, it's my all-time favorite song, Strawberry Fields Forever.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Living is easy with eyes closed. Misunderstanding all you see. It's getting hard to be someone, but it all works out. It doesn't matter much to me. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real. Strawberry Fields forever. No one I think is in my tree. I mean, it must be high or low. That is, you can't, you know, tune in, but it's alright. That is, I think it's not too bad. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry.
everything is real. And nothing to get hung about. Strawberry feels forever. Always know sometimes think it's me. But you know I know when it's a dream. I think I know, I mean, yes, but it's all wrong. That is, I think I disagree. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry feels forever. Strawberry feels forever. We'll be right back.
All right, you just heard Penny Lane, and before that was Strawberry Fields Forever. Thank you so much, listeners, for tuning in with us to listen to this 50th anniversary special of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. And, if you so desire, you can go to our website, wkuf.fm, to find out when the block will play again. And if you've enjoyed listening to music, tune into my show, Shaking Up the Farm, Thursdays from 6 to 8, for more classic rock, country, and pop music. But next up is the last song on the album. Care to tell them about that?
So this song was intended for inclusion right up to the moment McCartney decided to reprise the title track. And it's called Only a Northern Song.
And did you know George Harrison also wrote this one?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Listening to this song, you may think the chords are going wrong, but they're not. He just wrote it like that. When you're listening late at night, you may think the band are not quite right, but they are. They just play it like that. It doesn't really matter what chords I play, what words I say, or time of day. It is as it's only a norm. Nobody there. And I told you there's no one
Alright, thank you for listening to this 50th anniversary tribute to Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
I'm DJ Paradise.
And I'm DJ Southern Belle.